W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden took a partial victory for a strengthening economy in last night's State of the Union address, his first before a divided Congress.
Thanks to what you've all done, we're exporting American products and creating American jobs. But we have more to do. But here at home, inflation is coming down.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes from Washington.
President Biden's second State of the Union address started with a show of bipartisanship as he congratulated the new House Speaker, Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
But the night quickly took a turn. McCarthy had to shush members of his own party at least four times as they booed and interrupted the president when he talked about China, about fentanyl, and when he noted that some Republicans have proposed cutting Medicare and Social Security.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak greeted Ukraine's president on the tarmac when he arrived for a surprise visit to London. The two men met at 10 Downing Street. Then Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the British Parliament in a bid for more military support.
We will always come out on top of evil. This lies at the core of our, but also your, traditions.
Zelensky is also meeting with King Charles. It's a race against time to find additional survivors trapped in massive mounds of rubble in the frigid cold after Monday's 7.8 earthquake that devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. Today, the death toll topped 11,000. In Pyongyang, marked the 75th anniversary of the country's army. Small government-organized groups performed. Others held signs praising the Korean People's Army. The King gets a new title after last night's Lakers game. CBS's Steve Futterman was there.
What a moment for LeBron James. He is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And the crowd here chanting MVP. He entered the league 20 years ago, and tonight he attains one of the greatest records in basketball.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who held the title for almost 40 years, was there to congratulate his successor.
LeBron has conducted himself with class. He had a plan. He came right out of high school and went after excellence on the court.
CVS is taking a giant plunge into primary medical care. It's reached a $10.6 billion all-cash deal to buy clinic owner Oak Street Health. It adds hundreds of senior clinics, as well as about 600 physicians and nurse practitioners for COVID vaccinations, strep tests, and other services at CVS pharmacies. S&P futures down 20. Dow futures off 119. This is CBS News.
You know, it's true.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today, following up last night's State of the Union speech. He's visiting a union apprenticeship training center in DeForest, just north of Madison, to highlight his jobs and economic plan. It's the second year in a row the president has visited Wisconsin after the State of the Union. Last year, Biden went to Superior. Governor Evers is blaming the murder of a Milwaukee police officer on guns. Officer Peter Jerving was the first Milwaukee cop killed in the line of duty since 2019. Evers says Jerving's death was a tragic loss due to gun violence. Republicans say it's a case of Milwaukee's failed approach to crime. In sports, Marquette lost to UConn last night, 87-72. Tonight, the Badgers try to get back in the win column at Penn State. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
the devil's advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi. I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You can watch us live at all the faces I make on our Facebook and YouTube and Twitter live stream.
I'm feeling dandy. I'm telling you. Peach keen, I say that too. And I mean it when I say peach keen.
Right.
We've unlocked Oplander.
That's it, Oplander.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the noon lunch hour. Thank you for joining us, whether that is on a radio, on the Civic Media app, streaming somewhere, as a podcast later. We are so happy that you are here. And if you are listening live, we would love to hear from you and hear your thoughts, hot takes, funniest moments, angriest moments from last night at the State of the Union, 844-967-2789, because we are going to keep on rolling because we've only scratched the surface as far as all the things that we want to talk about. And when I say we, I am talking about Jane Madden-Hare. That's twice this week. I got Jane Madden-Hare, producer extraordinaire. That's what I was trying to say. And Mr. Greg Bach, comedy club owner.
Guy who wears sock.
Guy with a, you look with the red sweatshirt today.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. You look a little like Santa.
If you could see me right now, folks, if you're watching this live stream, I look like Santa's dead end nephew. Just, you know, like Hunter Claus. Like
Hunter Claus.
I can go with that.
We can go with that. Yeah. Alter ego Hunter Claus, just like Oplander. All right. Well, we thank Dan Schaefer for joining us in the last half hour of the 11 o'clock hour. But moving on back to the State of the Union. I actually want to start here because we ended up not getting to all the facts that I wanted to do yesterday. And now we can't do it because I feel like there's so much to talk about. But do you both know what the designated survivor is?
Yep. I do.
Yep.
Oh, was that? So I'm just learning this morning of what
there
it is?
There was a TV show based on the idea.
Was
yeah.
There?
Yeah, yep. With Kiefer Sutherland or Kevin Bacon or some actor.
It was Kiefer, I think.
It was Kiefer, right. Yeah.
Well, it reminded me of whichever season Homeland ended on.
Yeah.
Which wasn't the State of the Union. Sorry if you haven't seen Homeland, but that's...
Spoiler alert on a 15-year-old show.
Because that show ended in 2020. When there was like a big speech at the at the Pentagon, uh-huh. And then there ends up being like a bomb and like a bunch of people died. But yeah. And so last night, the designated survivor is the U.S. government tradition during the State of the Union. And this has been happening since the 1950s, where one lone government official, typically a low level cabinet member, yeah. I guess.
Bernie, it's your turn.
Rides out the speech in an undisclosed location so that they alone can continue running the government and the country. Because everyone else, if there's a bomb,
yeah,
everyone's gone.
The Secretary of Agriculture will save us.
And so last night, it was the Labor Secretary, Marty Walsh, who I guess has a background in doing stuff for the NHL as I was trying to Google more information about him. But it feels like you'd need more than one, right? Like if everyone was in the room last night were to have, knock on wood, something terrible would have happened.
You still have the people who are like important that aren't there. Like you still have people in the Pentagon who can still make decisions and whatnot. Yes. You still have, I mean, if based on the idea of the TV show, and I don't want to get too deep into like a violent setting here, everyone's gone. Yeah. Then we have to hold some elections. Things are going to happen. It's going to be a little while. They made a whole TV show about it. The first scene, Kiefer Sutherland's walked into a room and he's like, I'm just going to watch her and eat some popcorn and kaboom. I'm president.
Was that pre or post 24?
Post. It's recent.
That kind of makes sense.
It's recent.
They're like, Kiefer can do this.
Yeah.
Look at how good 24
was. He pulled it off.
He'd be great at this. All right. As we said, we would love to hear your opinions and what stood out to you last night from the State of the Union. Did you think Biden did well? Do you have thoughts on Sarah Huckabee Sanders, or as Greg wants to call her,
Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Because I have thoughts on that speech, but we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Jane, you said we have a text?
We do, from the 920, checking in. The Biden announcement that infrastructure materials will be made in America, and he took a dig at former presidents of both parties for not doing it in the past, was surprising in a good way.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I maintain that I was pretty impressed with him last night.
I agree.
We joked, how many gaffes was he going to have? And I think there's one thing with Biden always to remember besides his age is the guy had a speech impediment and a stutter. And ultimately, he did a lot of work to get over that, but it still impacts.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me. I have a radio show, and I trip over my words all the time.
You can barely say Jane's last name.
Every time I spell it, I do double check still.
It's because it looks wrong.
But I would say the tone I thought was good. I loved how he rolled with the hecklers and the feedback that he was getting from the Republicans throughout the speech. And I still maintain, I know Republicans probably don't agree with this, but I thought it was very much most of the things he talked about were stuff that it's hard to feel like how much money should we give to it? And like the quantity and the prioritization maybe, but a lot of the topics I think he brought up as being important help everybody, or at least help the people who need the most help as far as the, 75% of us who are living, because I just saw last week, we've talked about this before. As of right now, there's people making $100,000 a year who are living paycheck to paycheck, depending on where they live in the country.
Yeah.
Because of what living costs are right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not what it used to be. I mean, and I know it sounds crazy. There's a lot of people out there who be like, I would love to make $100,000. I'd love to make $100,000 a year. But yeah, I mean, there are people who work in Congress who can barely afford to live in D.C., because it's so expensive to live there, and they make like $150,000 a year.
Yeah,
$174,000 a year.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah. The thing I really liked about his speech, though, is he kept on pushing the idea of not just bipartisanship, but also I am the president of everyone. I want to help everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you voted for me or not. This is my job to help everyone, and I think that's something that the Republicans really just can't chip at. Like his overall, there is no doubt, this man loves this country so much, and he loves everybody in it, and he truly doesn't care if you voted for him or not. He cares about you. I'm not cynical, but I'm also skeptical, but I really feel like the man just truly loves his life and loves this country, and it came across last night in that speech.
And I think he was obviously enjoying himself, and he was obviously enjoying engaging with the hecklers.
Yeah.
It didn't faze him. It didn't throw him. And he just handled it so beautifully.
And one of the things they mentioned last night, too, after on the commentary, so I watched it on ABC, was that this is the first State of the Union he's done of regular style. Last year, there was limited attendance.
Hmm.
The year before that, he didn't deliver a State of the Union. He just addressed joint session of Congress. And this was post you know, this was post January 6th, so there was a lot of stuff there. So this was his first time to really enjoy a full-blown real State of the Union address.
Well, and that's, as you say, January 6th, one of the, I think, as I said, when he gave that kind of good joke about Kevin McCarthy and wanting, looking forward to working together, and congratulated him. And you truly, the smile that Kevin McCarthy had ear to ear when he congratulated him on being the new Speaker of the House, because this guy has wanted this so badly for so long.
Yeah.
And, but for the rest of the speech, you could just see every time there was an applause break, Kevin McCarthy's little brain going, should I clap? Should I not clap? Should I clap? And like weighing what it looked like, the optics of whether or not he would clap. He didn't clap for when he condemned January 6th.
Nope.
He didn't clap for the, you know, democracy and democracy still being in store. I don't know what he did clap
for. He clapped and stood for the Medicare
stuff. Yeah, but I want to point out that at that moment when President Biden got the GOP to basically agree that they're not going to hold Social Security and Medicare hostage anymore, he had an eye twitch that I thought was going to throw him off his chair. And then he grudgingly clapped.
Yeah.
But at one point, I was just enjoying his discomfort so much, I was sipping on his anguish like a lemon drop martini. It was a thing of beauty.
Wow. Jane, man, there. See, it's not that hard to say your last name. All right, so.
Stop it. I do say it most of the time correctly.
A couple more texts I want to share from the 262. Can we get an MTG outfit for Jane and or Kristen?
Oh my God.
An empty what outfit?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh.
In her white puffy coat with the fur collar. And
maybe I'll do Kristen Cinema with the sleeves.
With the yellow.
And you can be, I feel like you're more of a fur person anyway.
I could do that.
And yeah. I feel like it's more fitting for you to look like a
Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil or like a mafioso's like coked up girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think that's more fitting for you.
That's me.
I said that Kristen Cinema looked like a piece of wrapped water taffy. Like, she just saltwater taffy.
Those were some sleeves. And I do feel for her, because if you have gone shopping as a woman in the last 10 years, it feels like, it is almost impossible to find a blouse with normal sleeves anymore. And I think that dress last night was indicative.
I don't think that was the result of the impossibility of finding sleeves. I think she made a choice. It's like, I swallowed a party favor, and here it is, my shirt.
She wants the attention.
Yeah. She wants the attention. All right.
Another texture, real quickly. Biden using specifics last night was really good, as well as baiting the GOP into supporting Medicaid. The bad, Sarah Huckabee Sanders talking more about herself than actual policy.
Yep.
And the ugly Marjorie Taylor Greene's yelling, but that really should come as no surprise to anyone.
No, that should not come as a surprise. Should we move on to that next? Should we get to the response? The holy Sarah Huckabee Sanders response of...
Holy Huckabee.
Holy Huckabee, because that was... You know, it's one thing to say giving the response is hard, and it usually goes for where political careers want to die. But what was it, Kristi Noem last year? Can we even remember who gave it last year?
And then the year before that was Marco Rubio.
No, Marco Rubio was a while
ago. Oh, that's a while ago.
Yeah, he's
with the water.
With the water. Bobby Jindal, whoever, like, who disappeared off the face of the earth. But I think we need to talk about it because, I got opinions. So, and then we still have George Santos. We have someone. This is the whole hour. But then a reminder that at one point, when it starts, we're cutting to the live stream of President Biden's speech in DeForest, Wisconsin. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Highs level off around 43 this afternoon under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows level off around 31. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 35, cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are here talking about the State of the Union, getting your takes from last night. Get air it out. Air your grievances. What do you think?
Air those pits
or,
out.
Or your celebrations of how good you thought it was. Either way, 844-967-2789. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is here, who is a lives in Kenosha. I'm trying to think. Two truths and a lie. Lives in Kenosha.
Yeah.
Is from Waukesha.
Yeah.
And loves open-toed shoes.
Yeah, those are all true. By the way, for the folks listening, I challenge you to do this at the top of each hour, not every commercial break. So to watch her flounder to try to find some creative truths and or lies shows you, A, how bad she is at improv, and B, how little she knows me. So let's move on.
I'm going to get better. I'm going to start practicing in the middle of the week. In between Wednesdays.
Real quick, what's Shane's last name?
Metnair.
All right.
Boom. All right. So, there's still a lot of stuff in Biden's speech. Granted, it was almost an hour and a half. But I think overall, we can summarize and wrap that up as far as we thought it was good.
Yeah.
Overall, we thought it was good. We thought he did a good job. The content of the speech, while mostly focused on stuff that they've done, had a lot of stuff of things that he wants to still do. And from where I'm sitting, it seems like reasonable things that a lot of us, not all of it, but a lot of the substance of stuff that it seems like we should be able to agree that it's good for a lot of people. Whereas, man, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, new governor of Arkansas, former press secretary for former President Trump. Gave the response, and oh boy, it was one of the angriest, most divisive Looney Tunes.
Negative,
also self-absorbed.
Oh my gosh, the last half
speech, like the response, but just speech in general that I can remember.
Jane, we have the clip of the opening. It's the first 30 seconds. And just from this first 30 seconds, you can see where this train's a rocking and rolling.
Good evening. I'm Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Being a mom to three young children taught me not to believe every story I hear. So forgive me for not believing much of anything I heard tonight from President Biden. From out-of-control inflation and violent crime to the dangerous border crisis and threat from China, Biden and the Democrats have failed you. They know it, and you know it. And it's time for a change.
Out of the gate.
Right there. Just
out of the gate.
Throws that gauntlet down, baby.
But some of the other things she said. President Biden is simply unfit to serve.
Yep.
We are under attack in a left-wing culture war. Every day we are told we must partake in their rituals, salute their flags. Which flags?
I don't know.
And worship their false idols. Which idols?
American Idol.
And that was the part where I'm like, you guys are the ones who have a shrine to Trump.
Yeah.
And decorate your cars and your houses in this, like, talk about a false idol, Christians. And what flag?
Yeah.
What flags are we making you? I mean, yes, there is rainbow flags.
I think that's the one.
But no one, and like trans flags and stuff, but who's making you salute to it?
Nobody is.
Who is making, you know, was it Gates that said that he's tried to propose that they were going to do the Pledge of Honor, Pledge of Allegiance, in the chambers? I think this was like last week that he was like, we have to, I propose that we have to start doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Before every session like that.
Then one of his colleagues fired back saying, this shouldn't be proposed by someone who literally tried to hold up the overthrow of the country.
Or I think it was like, I'm on board with this as long as the person who is leading the pledge is not someone who condoned and was a part of January 6th. Yeah.
She also, Sarah Huckabee Sanders also said, America is the greatest country the world has ever known because we're the freest country the world has ever known. I don't even know how to start beginning saying words that mean the same to just address how incorrect, factually inaccurate that statement is. And also hack line, such a hack line.
Well, I mean, you want to talk about a hack line and potentially a hack story in general.
Well,
the entire, you know, story and narrative she builds about when she was so lucky to go with President Trump.
Who she never said his name in the entire speech.
Did she not?
She never said Trump once. I listened to it twice. That's right, folks. I listened to the speech twice. Where's my prize?
Yeah, Texter actually points that out. Sarah Huckabee Sanders' response seemed entirely pre-written. I think she only mentioned the State of the Union in the beginning, and the rest of it seemed like a Fox News monologue. Interestingly, when she told the story about her and Trump going to Iraq for Christmas, she never actually said his name.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like, she also told, like, so I want to get to that story in a second, but she also started with a story towards the beginning of it about how she got thyroid cancer. Now, I'm happy that she is cancer-free. That's wonderful. She is, she has available to her some of the best healthcare mm-hmm. as a state worker. Government employees generally have very, very good healthcare.
But I think when she had cancer, though, she wasn't.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Because she only got inaugurated in January. She won in November.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
So I'm sure she had.
Probably also rich.
I mean,
and she has like she made the thing about the healthcare that she got, and she didn't say that our healthcare system needed improvement or that, like, it was just mm-hmm. this story of like, I had cancer, my mother had cancer, they told her she couldn't walk, and have not have kids. Here I am.
All right. Well, if you have thoughts on Sarah Huckabee Sanders, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Country tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of the I sing, of the I sing today.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria has killed more than 2,600 people, and there could be more bodies trapped under buildings. This man says the shaking started in the middle of the night.
Just instinctively, we just ran for our lives out of a building. And then we saw other families just coming out, running for their lives as well from the building.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio are warning people a train derailment with dangerous chemicals on board could still blow up. Charles Emmix with the Red Cross.
chaotic. A lot of people don't want to leave their house. They don't understand what the dangers are. Some of them have pets at their home, and it's hard to convince them to get out.
Retired General H.R. McMaster says that Chinese spy balloon clearly violated international law.
Part of a sustained campaign of espionage against the United States. So I'm hoping this is kind of a wake-up call for all of us.
Crews are still working to recover its pieces. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. In the race for the 8th Senate District being vacated by Senator Alberta Darling, three Republicans are facing off in the February 21st primary. A national Republican group working to support re-elections of GOP members who voted to impeach former President Trump is out with ads criticizing State Representative Janelle Branchon. Branchon used her position on the Assembly Elections Committee to promote baseless conspiracy theories about the Wisconsin election system. She is facing State Representative Dan Nodal and Thiensville Village President Van Motley in the February 21st primary. The winner will go on to face Jody Habesh-Sinikin of Whitefish Bay. President Biden stopping in Wisconsin today at a training center north of Madison, highlighting his jobs plan. The president delivered the State of the Union address last night. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We're here with Greg Bach, Jane Matnair, Dave Matthews Band. I still, God, the teenager in me still with Dave Matthews Band.
The teenager in
me. No, you. I'm just saying this. That was the prime of my eighth grade, freshman year, sophomore year, all of high school, like mostly. Like I love Dave. And I honestly.
Oh, do you call him Dave?
I do. Still love him. Still, I saw him when he was at Summerfest Lab 2021.
Okay. He's coming back next year, too.
I know,
this year
we're going to go.
Oh, cool.
It's not a fan.
No, not really. My friend told me.
Sorry, it's not metal.
I like other music besides metal. I just don't enjoy this group. It's fine that you like them. A friend of mine told me I had to see him live. I said, I'll go if you pay. And he paid. He bought a ticket.
There you go.
I was like, well, this is like a fish show with a prettier audience.
Hilarious. All right. So we have been talking about State of the Union and our debrief thoughts, opinions on President Biden's speech, but then also Sarah Huckabee Sanders' response and how it gave, at least for me, I'll speak for myself. It gave me the ick. It was a little like, I wanted to be open-minded. I wanted to listen to it and be able to think about it critically. And it was just so surface level hatred and tied into the low hanging fruit that feeds to the base that is still into that kind of thing and in their own universe as far as what news they're hearing.
And it's she lives in a complete reversal of reality.
Yeah.
I just want to play one little quick clip.
Okay.
President Biden inherited the fastest economic recovery on record, the most secure border in history, cheap, abundant, homegrown energy, fast rising wages, a rebuilt military, and a world that was stable and at peace. But over the last 2 years, Democrats destroyed it all.
Destroyed it all.
The way she, and here's the other thing too that really bothers me. Just the way she talks. Destroyed it all. Just the abundant streams. Shut up!
All right, we got a caller on the line.
Jack from Merrimack wants to check in. Hi, Jack.
From Merrimack.
Jack, thank you so much for checking in. What do you want to say?
Well, first of all, Huckabee Sanders starts whining about so-called culture wars. If anybody bothers to look objectively, we can see where the culture wars are when, for instance, women's medical rights are curtailed. For instance, when all Republican-dominated state legislature votes against any kind of LGBTQ studies in schools, when you see racist ads like the one against Mandela Barnes in this state, yeah, I could go on, but you get the picture, I think.
Absolutely.
There's a quote that's attributed to Joseph Goebbels, who was Hitler's minister of propaganda, which says something like, accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty.
Yeah.
And that's certainly what's being done here.
Thank you so much for the call, Jack. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I think we go back and we think about what felt potentially, at least some theorize, that the 2022 midterm elections was kind of a check on extremism. And it was a rejection of some of the fringiest still carrying the banner of election denial. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people didn't necessarily end up winning their elections. And yet there is a strain in the GOP that is doubling down saying this works by continuing to talk about this stuff and regurgitating these falsehoods. This is our winning strategy.
I mean, some of the things like she said that we were living in a country where we're taught to hate each other on race. I'm like, you served a man who courted white supremacists. Like, what are you even talking about right now? Like, where do you get off saying that? She said that big tech and big government were colluding to take away our freedom of speech. Last time I checked, there is a South African moron running Twitter who allows anybody to say whatever they want now. And Facebook pretty much admitted to allowing people to do what they needed to do to influence an election. So I don't know where that comes from either. And then she mentioned something about fentanyl being a problem.
And it is a problem.
It is a problem. But of course, what did she do? She said, it's the border. It's the wall. It's immigration. Not like we need to do something about this. We need to work together to try to solve this crisis. It's like, nope, there's fentanyl as a problem. That's that guy's problem.
Listened to it twice.
I listened to it twice. Where's my prize? You brought up the Christmas story. And I listened to that story and I was like, I know that they went to visit. I remember that story being covered. They went to go visit, made a surprise visit. But the fact is, that's all I believe. Everything else I think is embellishment or just straight out lies. The idea that a soldier would rip off a patch and give it to him, be like, we're fighting the same struggle. No, he didn't. He didn't say that. No, we didn't.
And you don't think in perfect unison they chanted,
USA, USA, USA. USA. Also, I don't...
We weren't even perfect unison.
I don't believe that, like, when someone said, like, Mr. President, I reenlisted because you were... Because you became president. She goes, he said, son. I'm like, that's a lie right there. Donald Trump has never called anyone son, including his own sons. So, like literally, like, it just... This whole thing was just dark and disgusting and anti-American, in my opinion.
It was so funny because truly, and she ended it, there is, I'm sure this is going to be traveling around the internet as a GIF or GIF. Do you say GIF or GIF?
GIF.
GIF. Do you say GIF or GIF?
James? I say GIF.
No? House divided. of her ending the speech, and it was almost like something in her brain clicked, and it says, remember to smile. Because she ended, and she was just... Her face had fallen, and then it's like almost in slow motion, she creaks out a smile that is just dead in the eyes.
Yeah, it's like that Stephen Colbert one where he's just like looking at the camera going, just small smile. You hear like the creaking of wood, just like her. Yeah, I mean, and the other thing too, and a piece of substantive information, I would like to know more about this far-reaching conservative education plan she has, which I'm sure, because she said in her speech, she signed sweeping legislation to get rid of CRT and racist indoctrination, and also they no longer can say Latinx. I don't know if that's in government buildings or just in Arkansas, period. But like, I want to see this education plan. I want to see what, because she made specifically to say it is a far-reaching conservative plan.
Yeah. All right. Well, we may be covering soon.
We're working things out in the background here.
Coalescing.
Oh my gosh.
As far as President Biden,
the president's here.
DeForest Dunn. I wish he was here.
I'll be honest.
That would be awesome.
We aired the State of the Union live on Civic Media last night, and on my social media, I had shared the social media graphic that our social media person has created, Brady Colthart, and it looked great, but I shared it to my story on Instagram, and someone wrote back being like, for a split second, I thought you were announcing that you were interviewing him. And I was like, I wish, man.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Someday. Because Earl's interviewed Kamala Harris.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so we've gotten some big names on here.
I've been so close to the Obamas. I've never met them.
I was in the same room as him when he came to town for the election last fall. And it's the first time I saw him speak in person.
He was amazing, wasn't he?
He lived up to the hype, I will say that. And so we're on our toes, and we're standing by for as far as when we're going to have to quickly cut over because the speech will be starting. But for now, we're going to keep rolling this with Mr. Greg Bach, Kristen Bry on Civic Media. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we're talking about State of the Union. And let's move on from Sarah Huckabee Sanders and just talk about some of the quick hits. We're not going to get into them deep, but
we are going to be transitioning away.
We are.
We are.
All right, here we go. We're going to be live.
Thank you for listening as we break into regular programming to bring you live coverage of President Joe Biden's visit to the Badger State.
The president's stop in Wisconsin is the first following his State of the Union address Tuesday night. News director Terry Bell and guests are tracking his arrival at Truax Field in Madison, along with his expected speech at a job training center in DeForest.
Our live coverage begins now, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
When you're the president, they shut her down for you, so they'll get him there as quickly as they want to. But getting Joe from the limo to the stage has always been a experience, let's just say. My understanding is Joe Biden likes to talk to everybody.
He does. We talked about that on our show this morning. He spent over, after giving a 73-74 minute speech, he spent an hour and 10 minutes on the floor last night. There was a reporter just ahead of him, and we reported some of those things. He was doing personal things. He was doing business. He was negotiating deals on the floor. He is the quintessential politician. And for those people to say, well, you know, he's too old, he's bad at this, there's something to be said for experience and knowing how to work the legislative process. But also, yeah, you're also a type of person that you're gregarious and you're going to talk to everybody. It probably drives the staff nuts.
Well, I'm sure it does. It drives the media nuts, I can tell you that. You are listening to very special coverage, Civic Media. Todd Alba hosting. Crudy just filling in a little bit here. We are awaiting the arrival of President Joe Biden in DeForest. We've got our own news director, Terry Bell, on the ground. Aaron, you let us know when Terry's willing and able to join us, and we'll take him live on the air.
Will do.
But, Todd, of course, the occasion, the reason, the rationale, President Joe Biden's coming to Wisconsin. Well, the big speech last night, the State of the Union address. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, it was just, let's purely talk about entertainment value. Right. Better than expected.
It was.
There was a little conflict there, a little interplay in the chamber. And, of course, Joe Biden's coming out today to go on the stump, start selling the message to the American people. I believe he's going to Florida very soon,
yep,
maybe tomorrow.
Tampa Bay.
So I'm not exactly sure if this is a world tour that Joe Biden's on. You know, he's not pink.
We do now have Terry Bell as well.
Well, excellent. Terry Bell, what's going on the ground in DeForest, Wisconsin Labor Training Center, soon to be the site of a Joe Biden speech? How you doing, Terry?
Well, great, Crudy. That's pretty much how it goes with these things. We've been here for most of the morning waiting for things to get started. The president actually arrived quite a bit ago, and this is what we do when these things happen. It's very apropos.
Hey, Terry.
The president. Yes.
Terry, I tell you what, why don't you check in on a cell phone? Unfortunately, here's what happens. You go to these live events, and first and foremost, the Secret Service, we often use cellular to transmit. Well, the Secret Service likes to dampen down the amount of cell phone traffic going on around the president. You know, if people are plotting and scheming,
right,
they might use cell phones in this modern era. So sometimes it is of the volition of the Secret Service. They'll knock down the cell phones. Very limited coverage. Or, alternatively, occasionally, Todd, it's the fact that, oh, there's thousands of people soon to meet the president. The guy's about to come out for a speech. What's everybody doing? They're on Facebook, baby. Right. They're doing a live stream right now. So the bandwidth often gets bogged down. So, Terry, try the cell phone. That might be a little easier. 844-967-2789.
We talked a little bit this morning on my show as well, back in 2004. And I don't care what party it is. I had the honor of helping coordinate the presidential visit for President George W. Bush when he visited Richland Center, the home of WRCO, WRCE, one of our fine civic media network stations. I didn't sleep. That's an exaggeration. I slept for about 2 hours a night for 3 days. There's a tremendous amount of work. And you're at, you know, I got to work with the Secret Service. It was a really cool thing. But you're right. There is a lot that goes on behind the scenes. The people don't even realize, talking about cell phone service in Richland Center, they had Secret Service on four-wheelers up on top of the hills, out in the woods with snipers. It's a huge deal just to protect the president. No matter, it's the office of the president we're talking about, right? It goes beyond partisan politics to the office. The president of the United States visits your town, your city, your state. It's a big deal.
You know, my wife was supposed to fly into Truax Field a little bit later this afternoon.
Good luck on that.
I suspect she might be disrupted.
I might think so.
Not the first time. I told the story on my show yesterday. Not the first time my family's been disrupted. My daughter, Kelsey Kidd, flying in from California on the 4th of July weekend under darker days, under the Trump administration.
Sure.
And Trump came to town for the 4th. I don't recall why, but Trump had the airspace shut down, had the airport shut down, Mitchell Field. And my daughter's in the air, and she's stuck. And so anyways, finally hit the ground. And she wasn't the only one stuck in the flight pattern. The other person I saw coming down the tarmac, or more accurately, the, you know, the hallway at the airport, Mitchell Field. Real quick, we'll take it to the union, but let me finish this thought. It was a very rumpled congressman, Glenn Grothman. Glenn didn't get to fly in on Air Force One, had to fly commercial, and got stuck in the air. Folks, you're listening to a very special event. President Joe Biden in DeForest, Wisconsin. He's speaking at a labor training center in DeForest, Wisconsin. But there's some preliminaries going on, and let's take it live now. Let's go out to DeForest. Let's see what's happening on the scene. Play it for the people, please, Aaron.
If you have a seat, take one. If you don't, come on up on stage with me. Well, thank you very much. You know, got it over here. Hey, folks, how are you? Don't jump. Don't jump. Well, hello, Madison, hello, laborers, and a hello, 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 Terry O'Sullivan, one of my best buddies in labor in my entire career. The thing about Terry is whatever he says, he does, even when circumstances change. I love the people who say, I'll be there with you, and they say, well, I can't anymore. Things have changed. Whatever he tells you, he does. Whatever he tells you, he does. And we've been working together since he was 12 years old. No, I'm only joking, but, you know, every time I have a problem in Delaware, Gov, I just go across the river in New Jersey and make sure everything got squared away. You think I'm joking? This is the most reliable guy, one of the most reliable guys in labor or business, and I really appreciate it. So, look, I want to thank Sarah for the introduction. And boy, can she wield a mean hockey stick. I tell you, I was in the back. Reason we were taking a little longer is I have a granddaughter who's a hell of an athlete. She's going to graduate this year from college, but she played lacrosse and field hockey. I mean, excuse me, lacrosse and soccer, all state in both subjects and both sports. And she went off to school. And she said, I can't work 40 hours a week in the field and still do well in school. So she decided to stay. I was hoping she'd go pro, but anyway, you know. But I was telling my introducer, she reminds me very much of my granddaughter. She even looks like her. At any rate, Madam Mayor, thanks for the passport into town. Appreciate it. Where is she? And there you are. And Governor Evers, you're a great partner, man. You've been a great partner all the way back when I was vice president, even now. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your leadership. I really, really mean it. Thank you. Thank you. And Representative Mark Pocan, a great congressman, a friend, always fighting for working families, and you helped us get so much done for union members in the last couple of years. Look, you know, she couldn't be here today, but Tammy Baldwin. This fight's so damn hard for this state. If I do anything that doesn't start off with the word Wisconsin, I get a note from Tammy. But all kidding aside, she's incredible. Before we get started, I want to take a moment to, on behalf of the American people, our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Turkey and Syria. You know, the death toll is rising. It's one of the worst earthquakes in that region in over 100 years. And we mourn the loss of so many lives, and we offer our deepest condolences, you know. It's amazing watching these people try to pull out from under this rubble and these terrible built buildings. But although the earthquake was incredibly powerful, significant aftershocks and a second quake. But you see dads or moms pulling little babies out from underneath this rubble. So many people dying. And our thoughts are also with the survivors who have been torn apart by this tragedy. As I told President Erdogan, and I called him immediately when the first quake hit, that the United States is offering our full support, rescue and recovery teams and our NATO ally deploying teams for the U.S. Agency of International Development, drawing additional resources, including our armed forces in Europe to assist Turkey's teams on the ground. In Syria, the U.S. is supporting humanitarian partners who are responding with equipment and assistance and have been conducting urgent search and rescue missions from day one.
even in the face of a staff member's death and injuries in that first day. The United States is a leading donor across all the areas of Syria, no matter who controls the territory. It's about saving human life. We remain steadfast in our commitment to supporting the people of Turkey and Syria in this time of need. Last night I reported on the State of the Union. It is strong. It is strong. And it's strong because of you. Because the soul of the nation is strong. The backbone of this nation is strong, and the people of this nation are strong. And I've said so many times, often told the Democrats and Republicans, we can actually work together. We actually work together. All the things we did were bipartisan. All the major initiatives. And besides, I signed over 300 bipartisan bills beyond the big ones. Folks, look, last night I said if we couldn't work together last Congress, if we could work together last Congress, there's no reason we can't get things done as well this Congress. And I mean that. You know, people sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting gets us nowhere. We're getting things done. It's always been my vision for this country. Today I'm here to talk about one part of that vision, the economy that works for working people. This is a blue-collar, blue change we're seeing. You know, an economy where we're building, we built more in the last 2 years since I've taken office than you can imagine. We've created 12 million new jobs, 500,000 jobs just last month. We've created more jobs in 2 years than any president's created in a single four-year term. Look, unemployment rate is 3.4%, a 50-year low. Gas prices are down more than $1.50, and we're going to make sure the oil companies start playing their honest role. It's going to go down further. Inflation has fallen 6 months straight, and inflation is coming down. Take-home pay and workers is going up slightly. Manufacturing is rebounding at the fastest rate in almost 40 years. The economy is growing at a solid clip. Folks, I hate to disappoint them, but the Biden economic plan is working. It's working. But that's not news to any of you. Laborers here in Wisconsin, union workers across the country are seeing it firsthand. Because for the first time in a long time, we're building an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. The bottom up and the middle out. With products made in America, with union labor. Not labor, union labor. I mean it. My American plan, my economic plan is for the middle and working class Americans to get up every morning, go to work, and bust their necks just trying to get an honest living. You know, my dad used to have an expression. He wasn't a college guy. He regretted he never got to go to college. But my dad worked like hell. My dad used to say, I mean this sincerely, and all the kids in the family know it. He'd say, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. Just be able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay, and mean it, and mean it. Look, I've said many times, Wall Street did not build this country. The middle class built the country, and unions built the middle class. And that's a fact. For real. That's the God's truth. And by the way, and now you're rebuilding the country. I signed a once-in-a-generation investment in putting Americans to work, rebuilding our national infrastructure. It was bipartisan. Republicans signed on to it, too. Not all of them, but enough to get it passed. And by the way, I told them, even those that didn't vote for it, call and say, we need a project in my district. I said, okay, good, we'll do it. See it the groundbreaking. You know, for really, I'm president for all of America. You know, at the Port of Green Bay, we're helping turn an old water plant site into a new port terminal. Going to create thousands of jobs over time. This is a big deal. You know, we're just up the road in Columbia County, just up the road. Funds from the infrastructure are going to replace the Wisconsin River Bridge. Here in Madison,
America can tell you we're using the funding to buy 46 electric buses, replacing dirty diesel buses that are bad health for the environment. Each of these projects means jobs for laborers, plumbers, pipe fitters, electricians, carpenters, cement masons, iron workers, and so many more. These are good jobs, jobs you can raise a family on. And most don't require a college degree, jobs where people don't have to leave home in search of an opportunity. But they do require at least 4 years of trained apprenticeships, which is one of the reasons the United States has the best trained workers in the world, like you. And by the way,
you are listening to W.